For the most part, still had some things I had to clean up early in practice, but I ended better than I started.
Did you touch on that?
Yeah. Good showing.
Yesterday, Hugh says he's got you doing everything. There's been talk of playing the slot as a receiver. Could you just expand on, is there anything different than what we've seen from you previous 2 years?
It's possible that it may be some things different, but I mean, for the most part, no. Just trying to find different ways to get me involved.
Do you attend receiver meetings at all?
No, I'm normally with Coach Jackson.
With him? With where?
Everywhere.
Your own room?
Literally everywhere.
How much of a better receiver are you now than when you got here?
A little better, not much, because I was normally working a lot of running back. I go with the receivers every now and then, and work with Coach Saunders. And I mean, the little bit of time I was with Coach Saunders, I learned a lot. So,
what do you think can be different for you in year three than happened in your first 2 years in terms of impact on the team?
Just want to be more productive, and I believe I will be. Granted that, I just continue to do what I'm asked from the coaches.
When you say you're with Coach Jack, does he go to different meetings every day?
He's the head coach. He lets you does whatever he wants.
You go wherever he goes.
Wherever he goes.
So like if he starts at the quarterbacks, you're there and then you
make all our rounds.
What's that like?
It's different, but you get a better knowledge of the game.
Have you done that before?
No.
What did he explain why he wants you to do that?
No need for explanation. Head coach say go, I go.
Are you the only one that does it?
I don't believe so. I don't think so.
I mean, when you guys go to a different meeting, is somebody going with you? Or anybody?
No, I think we all have our own little slot of times.
Oh, okay. Kind of hang with you kind of time.
Wait, when did bonding. Did that start in the spring? Or did that start in the spring or camp? When did you start doing
that? Go back to OTAs.
Hey, have you noticed, do you notice it right away, the offensive line, the difference in it, the level of it, the level of upgrade maybe that they've made in the offseason?
Yeah, I do. I definitely do.
And what do you see from your vision back there?
I think the main thing for this offensive line is communication. We are normally on the same page, so, I mean, for the most part, if we're on the same page, things go better. And JC is doing a great job at the center job, making sure everyone's on the same page on every play.
You think you or Crow or both of you could get 1,000 yards if given the opportunity?
We have to see. I'm pulling for Crow for sure. I'm pulling for Crow.
Is 1,000 yards still the big line of demarcation for a running back nowadays?
I think from our team perspective, as many yards as it takes for us to win X amount of games. We're not really too concerned with the yardage of our room. Whatever it takes to win.
When you did the self-study of team, your own personal film mm-hmm. in the off-season and however much you do going on the camp and so forth, what have you noticed about yourself that maybe surprised even you when you watched your pro film?
I ain't making enough plays. Mm-hmm. Didn't make enough plays for the team. And that's something that I brought to the coaching staff that I need to do is make more plays. So they're giving me the chance and opportunity to do that.
It seems like the, and you touched on it a little bit over the last couple of days, that they're asking a lot of you, both in the passing game as well as the running game. You mentioned you're making up plays, but is that something that coming into this camp you've noticed that the opportunities are going to be there for you to do?
Yes. I asked for the more opportunities, and they're given. So now I have to make the best, regardless if he demands a lot of me or not. It's kind of my job to do it. So,
when did you think you didn't have enough opportunities last year?
Regardless of the opportunities I did have, I did make the best of each one. Yeah.
Can you pinpoint why that was? I mean, when you went back and, like, watched a film, was there a common theme?
I went probably just not being mentally ready. Knowing, you know, kind of game planning the team and knowing what they're going to do, but kind of not doing enough when it comes to game planning for myself.
Film study of the defense?
Was that the biggest thing that you tried to refine this offseason?
Yes, for sure. For sure, because for me, my thing is if I can see something happen before it happens, I can always be ahead of the defense. And last year, I caught myself a lot of times behind the defense and kind of got them made plays.
With it in mind that you guys are from the same school, what do you think of the new tight end?
Oh, I like him. We got to bring him along, though. He have all the physical tools. We just have to bring him along with, you know, adjusting to the next level.
You know what? Is that a lot easier said than done? Or can you tell? Do you know him well enough to think that he's the kind of guy who is going to pick it up?
Oh, yes. He's going to pick it up. He don't have a choice. Yeah, he don't have a choice. He's going to pick it up.
Duke, do you ever spend a lot of time thinking about how bad last season was? Just
no.
As a team, 1-15?
Nope.
Do you guys talk about it at all? Is
nope.
Motivation, any? Pass is gone?
Go.
No, no. Pretend it didn't happen?
Yeah, that's normally what we do when the year is over. It's New Year, you know. Happy New Year, celebrate. New Year.
Do you care how you get the football? You know, I mean, a lot of sometimes you guys are like, oh, I only get carries, I only get people. Do you care?
No, I just want to be productive. Last year, I got a chance to play punt return, and my whole thing at punt return was being productive. Regardless of how many punt returns I received, just by production for me.
What's the ideal number of touches for you in a game?
I don't really have one.
Can there be too many?
Never could be too many. Never.
How do you think the team can do this year?
Oh, we can do good. You know, we say it every year, but like I said last year, it's just about going out and applying ourselves the right way. We brought in a lot of good pieces to help this team win. That's what they are. They are pieces to a puzzle that is, in the big picture, our team. And we have to win.
Yesterday, at the end of practice, saw you catch those two touchdowns in the end zone. Is there a secret for success for a running back to be a good receiver? Because, you know, when you talk about running backs, they run the ball. They're not thought of as a receiver, whereas you're one of those players that can do both.
See, we're not thought of as receivers, but a lot of us can do it, given the opportunity. We just never get the opportunity. And now that I am given the opportunity, try to make the best of it for myself and other running backs.
Do you expect to punt return again this year?
If they call on me. I always prepare like I'm the starting returner.
I mean, has Taves said anything about...
Oh, no, I prepare every day for it. Regardless, last year he didn't tell me a thing until it was time for me to go.
So there's a chance you could be the guy.
There's always a chance.
Is that last one yesterday going to make a stiff arm Saturday appearance?
I try not to do teammates, but then realize McCourty was this week's own. So, I doubt it.
Over the course of the end of last season and now, what did you do to kind of refresh yourself? And,
study a lot, film study, and just kind of got myself in the shape to do everything that Coach asked, regardless of what it was.
Did you train differently or harder than you had ever?
No.
Yeah, I kind of remember you as a pretty strenuous worker.
No need to overdo it. Just get the job done.